No reason to panic. Get prepared for the supermoon. This Saturday, the moon will appear at its biggest and fullest for 18 years. It will be almost 30,000 kilometers closer to the Earth than it normally is, a phenomenon known as the supermoon. This has to be bad, right? Did you know the Indian Ocean tsunami happened just 2 weeks before a supermoon on January 10, 2005? And this year's massive earthquake in Japan took place 8 days before Saturday's phenomena. Pinyo Pungjarun, president of the International Astrology Association, is predicting the supermoon will cause social conflict, as lunar power tends to make people more unstable. He's also warning people to prepare for natural disasters, especially those involving water. Scientists around the world, however, say such fears are nonsense. Prapi Wirapuan, Secretary General of the Thai Astronomical Society, said the phenomenon was normal. Since the moon has an oval orbit, it moves to its closest and furthest point from Earth a few times each year. It will not produce any significant impact on Earth, except for the daily high and low tide, she said. But on Saturday, we will see a bigger moon as it moves closest to Earth. Ms. Bapi dismissed the notion that natural disasters tend to occur near a supermoon. She said the appearance of supermoons near the time of the 2004 tsunami and this year's earthquake and tsunami in Japan was mere coincidence. Satorn Witsanwanalak, a physics lecturer at Chulalongkorn University, said there was no scientific link between the phases of the moon and natural disasters. Studies have found that the moon's gravitational power is not strong enough to move the Earth's plates, he said. People should not panic about something that is not supported by scientific studies, he said. How many times have we had earthquakes? I believe that earthquakes happen more frequently than supermoons.